Welcome to the 5D Academy of Higher Consciousness. I'm Zarathustra, and today we're going to talk about consciousness. Things appear and disappear on consciousness. You can expand your awareness and become one with total consciousness, and you can bring your awareness back into a physical body and operate from this one. So you haven't lost anything. So this demonstrates to you that you do have the ability of expanding and contracting. Yet in the same time, throughout this transition, the sense of I am, does not change. The sense of I am in a complete vastness and oneness with all, and the same sense of I am into a concentration and a focus on an individual, a physical body, into this dimension. It's the same I am in the entire process. It's the same awareness. It's the same observer that is observing. Yet to the I am, nothing has changed. It remains. And it's the same I am when the physical body dies, when the physical body dissolves. It's the same I am. I am is going to remain here. It won't go anywhere. So while we're in this physical body, in this dimension, we get to prove to ourselves and demonstrate to ourselves, bring it to our own attention by practicing this, to our practice, seeing it for ourselves. It's the recognition of the I am, not just some words, not just something you read in an esoteric book, the I am, and you may be repeating it, but you don't understand it. That's a different story. And we all have done that, but that's not the goal. The goal is to recognize this. It's the recognition of who we are, that we are pure presence. It's always been that way, and it's always going to be this way. To identify with the truth of who we are. Identifying with the truth of who we are. Yet all kinds of things appear and disappear on consciousness. Continuously, the dance of existence is going to be played. And when you're in a human body in this dimension, all kinds of stories are going to appear, whether you're going through your own emotional process and emotions rising due to whatever is the story. You know, you've gone through some traumas in your childhood or even in your adulthood, and things rising, it rises. It's just like waves rising in the ocean. A wave rises and it falls back into the ocean. And sometimes these waves, they look very dangerous, they look scary, it's very stormy, and you're having all these ups and downs rising. But where do they go? No matter how big is the wave, let's say there's a wave rising and it's 20 meter and it's really frightening. And then where does it go back? It goes back into its source, where it came from. And no matter how stormy is the ocean, after a day or two or a few days or a month or whatever, at the end, you always see that it's at one point, the ocean is completely flat and it's very calm. And then you can experience that the waves are rising and falling. So rise and fall, rise and fall. So, and it's got these motions in it. But all of it is happening in the same ocean. So it's the same thing. Your thought starts to rise. It's the, all of a sudden, there's the appearance. If you start to look at things differently, you know, word it differently and look at it differently. Like your thoughts, instead of identifying with your thoughts as they're your thoughts, okay, you can look at it and identify with it as the appearance of the thoughts. It's like one day you wake up and you have a zit on your face, and all of a sudden something appears, a few different spots appeared on your face. So, and you tell yourself, you get up in the morning, go to the bathroom, you're looking at a mirror and say, oh my God, these things appeared on my face all of a sudden. Or this weird thing appeared, this dark thing appeared on my arm. I don't know what that is, but something all of a sudden shows up. Yeah? And then, you know, of course, you're trying to put some ointment on it or do some treatments to get rid of it, but it appears and then eventually it disappears. And the same thing, thoughts appear. Where do they appear? They appear on consciousness. They appear on I am. They're appearing on this screen, this white screen that you're watching a movie and the thoughts appear in front of it. The same thing with emotions. They appear and they disappear. You don't always feel sad. You don't always experience anger. You're not continuously experiencing anxiety or fear. Something happens and all of a sudden stuff starts to bubble up. So a wave is coming. Wave is rising and falling back. So something appears and then it disappears. These are appearances on this white or this black screen. White screen, black screen, like if you go to the movie, and then the movie, they turn on the projector and the movie starts to play and it's moving, it's a movie, and it starts to appear for you. It's a story starts to be played. It could be a horror story, it could be a love story, it could be a fantasy, comedy, whatever. It appears, and then after a couple of hours, the movie ends. And then when the movie ends, it's over, it's time to leave the cinema. So they turn on all the lights and you look at the flat white screen that they were projecting the movie on, and the flat white screen is same. Nothing has happened to it. And let's say you were watching a movie that there were some killing or some blood got spilled, people died, people killed each other, but there is no blood on the white screen. The white screen remains white. Even though during the time you were watching the movie, it was very dramatic. It was heartbreaking. But at the end, when the projector stops and they turn on the lights, you see that the screen, the theater's screen, remains white. Nothing's happened to it. Same thing with consciousness. The I am consciousness, things appear and disappear on it. And you can see that with your own life. You can see your own body, and your body has appeared on the screen of this movie on consciousness, and this body is changing, always changing. It's moving. It's a movie. Your body is moving through different stages. It's a baby, then it's getting, goes to adolescent. It's a teenager, then it's an adult, then it starts to getting older. You can see it's moving, it's going transition. In front of your eyes, it's changing from one thing to another. And eventually, its time's gonna come to an end and it disappears. So it appears, it disappears. And that's the story of what is going on. And the same thing with everything else. You can see it with friends, family, they appear in your life. Sometimes you have these friends, you think you're going to be with them forever. They're your best friends, you're inseparable. They cannot separate you from each other. But eventually, your friend gets married, wants to move to another country, wants to have their own family, own career, and you get separated. So again, they appear, it's like a wave appears, and the wave goes back into the source. Your friend comes and they go. Your family members, they show up and then they disappear. They go their own ways. And you can see it with where you live, with the buildings. There's been some buildings that you remember, they've been there from childhood, but then some eventually they get old, or a corporation company comes and buys that building and they demolish that building and they build something new. So you have this really old, beautiful structure, and they come and take it and demolish it, and they build a high rise, and it's gone. So it appeared and it disappeared. And then you can see that with the governments. Different prime ministers, they show up, they have their time, and then they have to leave office. And another prime minister, or another president, or another king, or queen, or princess is going to come. They have their time, and then the time is finished. They appear, and then they disappear. They go. These are movements taking place on consciousness. Things appear and disappear. That's the lila of life. That's the play of life. And then events. You hear about events. Things happen. Some are scary, some are frightening, some are world wars, like Second World War. Some are like diseases that they appear and disappear, plagues. A plague comes and it wipes off an entire race, or it kills thousands of people, cleans out, destroys, or some kind of tsunami or some kind of earth changes happen. And there's this beautiful beach that you really love and you remember it from childhood. You used to go and play there, and it's very pristine and amazing beach. But then some kind of tsunami or some earth changes come and it destroys the entire beach. Or the water goes up and it's taken over the beach, and that beach no longer is there. So it disappears. Things appear, things disappear. But all of this time, the I am, the observer, remains the same. So what do we do in face of all these world events, things happening, and some of them, they affect us and they frighten us because they're very close to home and they scare us. So how do we deal with that? Because yes, what we're talking about sounds really good, and for some of us it's understandable, as long as things don't hit home. As long as this is happening in another continent, it's happening for somebody else, it's happening in another country. But then when it's happening in your own neighborhood, how do I maintain my state of higher self? How do I maintain being a Buddha? How do I stay in this place, completely connected to the source, and not allow myself to buy into this ups and downs? Because I can see all of a sudden things happening in my neighborhood, and my friends are losing their lives, or they're dying, or all kinds of things happens. So what are you talking about, Zarathustra? How do I deal with that? Because everything you're saying sounds really good, as long as it's not happening to me, as long as it's not happening in my town, in my neighborhood, in my country, in my family. But then when it's happening in your hood and it's very close to home, then a lot of people freak out. And all of this spiritual training and teaching becomes nonsense for them. They can't maintain their position. And that's what my intention is, to work with you and to make sure you realize this, to recognize this. Because this teaching and this work is not a kind of training that, oh, it's great, I love it, I sit with Zarathustra, I feel really calm and quiet as long as everything goes my way. We need to demonstrate this teaching and this training when things don't go our way, when shit hits the fan, when a real major life storm is happening in our lives. That is the time to demonstrate this teaching. That's the preparation. So when it's really close to home, we can still stay into our center and maintain our status of I am. And in the face of all these things appearing and disappearing, even though it's very close to home, everything is appearing and disappearing and it looks very scary, but you are in this place. You're the Buddha. You're in this position. You're in this place that you are not reacting into the rise of the ocean, the waves rising and falling. You are remain centered because you are seeing through it, because you're looking at it as if it's, you're looking at it as an image. You are, know the truth that what's rising and what's falling is not real. What's changing, the ups and downs, is not real. That's my very goal, to transmit that to you, my brothers and sisters, the truth, so you don't fall asleep and fall into the trap that millions of people have fallen into by identifying with the world, by identifying with your even thoughts, emotions, and your own body, identifying to them as if it's real, as if it's the truth. And then you become a victim of the Maya. And you have to repeat the whole thing once again by bringing our attention to the source of ourselves. That, pay attention to this one. Be alert about what I'm about to tell you. Identifying with that which doesn't change. Keeping your attention on that which doesn't change. And recognizing that anything else that changes is not real, no matter what that is. Anything that changes, anything that comes and goes is not real. And there is only one thing that doesn't come and go. Keeping your attention on that, that which doesn't come and go, versus everything else that comes and goes. And that's how you become free from the Maya, from the illusion. And so you won't fall back into the trap. That's the only way you can free yourself. Otherwise, the world that appears to be, what appears on consciousness, it could be very, very frightening because it has no stability. No matter how well you try to position yourself to be stable, something's gonna happen. Like, for example, right now, this virus in China. And we haven't got the news, you know, we can get the news that it's spreading all over the world and it's killing everybody and can keep you in this paranoia of really fear if it supposedly spreads. So you can go through all these ups and downs because no matter how much money you have, no matter how well you've secured yourself, you got a few different homes around the world, you got your retirement money, you got all the things you wanted set up, but now what are you gonna do about an airborne virus that has come to your town? How are you going to, and no one has any cure for it. Now, what are you gonna do now? So what it's gonna do is it's gonna create a lot of fear and anxiety, whether it's gonna do anything to you or not. It will, if you're not trained, you haven't done your work, you're not really focused, you don't know about the truth, what is real and what is not real. So you are still identified to what comes and what goes, including this body, including your thoughts and your emotions. You believe what comes and goes is real. So then that comes with fear and anxiety and worry until your attention gets laser focused on that which doesn't move, that which doesn't come and go. That's the only thing that is real. You bring your attention on that, you work on that, and you ignore everything else. Then you will see that nothing in this life, nothing in this existence can touch you. It has no power on touching you. It cannot affect you because you're focused on the very truth of I am, the presence, that which doesn't come and go, that which is always here. Everything else is an appearance on consciousness. It appears and it disappears. They're not real. And you may say, well, how come all these other people, they're not following this practice? You know, how come just a handful of people on the planet, they're attracted to this teaching? I don't see millions of people going in this direction. Millions of people are going that direction. Well, millions of people are going to suffer because they're identified to what comes and goes. And only those handful of people who've done their work and they're really focused on the very truth of the being, on the I am, are the ones who don't buy into the story. They stay centered. I just want you to know one thing, that all is well. Keep God at your focal point of your attention and stay in this place always with yourself. And when you have God in your heart, God in your life, there's nothing to be afraid of. And no matter what happens, what kind of news you get, you just keep focused and keep your attention on the center of yourself and keep connected to the life force within you. And fear appear and they disappear. But when you keep connected and you stay focused and you feel the presence of Her Majesty, the Supreme Soul, the love of God here in your heart, then that takes over your life. And no force, no fear, no anxiety has any place. It may just appear for a moment in your life, but it will disappear. And it can overrule you. When we have God in our life, God as the focal point, and I'm not talking about God as the one who punishes, I'm not talking about that image of God that's been implanted in our minds. I'm talking about the love, the presence. That's the one I'm talking about. And when you invite that and you get intimate with what's here in your heart, what's here present, which is the very, very source of your pulse. It's the very source of your pulse of your heart, the presence, the love, the light, the being, the spirit. Then nothing can rock your world. Nothing can touch you because the power gets stronger and stronger. And it's like an invisible shield is created around you of love and light. And it will guide you step by step on this journey, and it gets stronger and stronger as you keep your focus on it. And of course, challenges will happen. Things will appear and disappear. And there are times that you may feel like you're losing it or you're being extremely challenged. But know that those are the moments in life that are necessary for you to recognize your true power, for you to recognize your connection to yourself. It's an opportunity for us to stay focused and to touch and remembering the truth of who you are, that you're not disconnected from your own power source. You're not disconnected from Her Majesty, Lord God, that is shining in your heart. Those are the opportunities for you to fall back into this place, because the other world got shaky and it forces you to go there, forces you to look and see who you really are and get in touch with your power. And when I say get in touch with your power, I'm not talking about power of manipulation, putting your power on other people. I'm talking about the true power, the presence of God in your heart that overshadows any kind of fear and darkness. Because things keep popping up all the time, but you just stay in this place. And then by staying in this place, it will give you the vision to see what is an illusion, what is not real. If you ever get a chance, there is a movie, a Hollywood movie came out in the 90s. It's called The Little Buddha. I don't know, some of you may have seen it. The Little Buddha. And it's about this American kid that some of the Tibetan lamas, they come and approach the little boy and his family, and they believe that he's the reincarnation of the Buddha. And anyway, it's you know, it is a Hollywood movie, but that part I don't care about. Is that there is a part that they're telling the story of how Gautama Buddha became enlightened. And in this story, there's a part that is showing that the Buddha is sitting under the Bodhi tree and is in complete deep meditation. And as he's completely focused, all of his desires begin to appear. And his desires appear in front of him in a form of five beautiful women. And they start doing their dance, and they're trying to pull him out of his meditation, because he's really focused on the self, on the beauty of I am, on the essence of the I am. And the sense is trying to pull him out of it, and he doesn't give it any attention. He remains in his center. And then comes these hardcore storms, these tsunamis starts to come towards him. Huge waves are coming to fall on him and destroy him. And they're real. And he's still sitting in his meditation. He's still focused on the source. And he doesn't pay any attention on this storm of life. And then the tsunami, the waves, they disappear. And then the next thing is like this really dark, ugly army of demons, opposition, they come facing him, and they're all pulling their arrows with flame on top of the arrow, and they're shooting like 10,000 arrows to him, and it still remains. He doesn't try to duck or cover himself. He stays completely focused in his center, and all the arrows that coming to him, flaming arrows, they turn into roses, and they fall in front of his feet. And I won't tell you the rest of it. You should watch it. It's called Little Buddha. And watch this movie. You will enjoy it. And you'll get an idea of what I'm talking about. I send you a lot of love. Namaste.